This week, finally, B'nai Chutz La'aretz are catching up to us. In Chutz La'aretz, it's Parshat, it's a double Parshat, B'har B'chukotai, and for us here in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshat B'chukotai. Torah tells us at the beginning of B'chukosai, that if we do the mitzvot, in B'chukosai te'lecha, v'es mitzvosai te'shmu v'asitam otam, will have rain and its time. The ground will give forth its produce. There'll be plenty of food. We'll be secure in our land. There'll be peace. Our enemies won't travel here. If our enemies, we will chase our enemies, and everything will be fine, and everything will be wonderful, etc. Wonderful, wonderful brachos. The Rashba was asked, and he writes in one of his tshuvos, he was asked by somebody, he says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Isn't it sort of axiomatic in Yahadus, in Yiddishkeit, that the ultimate reward is not a gashmiut reward? If we do mitzvot, then we're zochet olam haba. That's the ultimate reward. The Gemara says, Schar mitzvot b'hai al maleika. This world, we don't get the schar mitzvot. The schar mitzvot that we get is in Olam Haba. And if that's the case, why is the Torah telling us here in B'chukosai that if you do mitzvot, so you'll have rain, and you'll have your produce, and everything will be fine, and your enemies will leave you alone, and you'll be secure, and if you do go to war, you'll chase them, and they won't chase you. And in essence, those are all gashmius rewards. Why doesn't the Torah tell us that if you do mitzvahs, you're going to get olam haba? That was a question that was asked to the Rashba. And the Rashba says that you're right. In reality, the schar for mitzvot is olam haba. What exactly do you want the Torah to write? The Torah is writing so that people understand and appreciate what's there. How exactly are you going to describe olam haba? So you say, well, you know, the neshama will bet neshama. Anybody want to define exactly what the neshama is? And how exactly it's what the benefit of a neshama is? How a neshama benefits? Tzadikim yoshvin vatroteim berosheim v'nehni ziv ashchina. Like, how are you supposed to describe it? It's all true. But the description is beyond words. Because we don't really understand what olam haba is, and what a neshama is, because we are physical beings, our understandings are very limited at this. And therefore, the Rashba writes, the Torah can't come along and tell us the ultimate true reward, because it wouldn't say anything to us. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the ninth parak, deals with a similar question. But he adds something on. Because according to the Rashba, you have to ask yourself, okay, the Torah doesn't tell us the true reward, but is it fooling us? Is it telling us a reward that we're not going to get? Chas v'shalom. Hashem says, you do mitzvot, so you'll have produce, and you'll have peace, and everything will be fine. So why is that? And the Rambam tells us the following. He says, ultimately, everything is about olam haba, in terms of the reward. But there's also a reward for those who perform mitzvot even in Olam Hazeh. But why is it so? Because when a person is suffering from persecution, is suffering from poverty, is suffering from famine, that very often has an adverse effect on his or her ability to be in Oved Hashem. It's so difficult when life is so harsh and you want to do things, but there's so many things that you need to just survive with. It's often hard to grow in one's avodas Hashem. And therefore the Torah comes along and says as follows. If you do mitzvahs, if you're focused, in b'chukosai teilechu, v'es mitzvosai teshmeru, v'asitemota, then I'm going to help you along. You want to do mitzvahs? That's what you're acting? Then I'm going to try to lessen the persecution, lessen the degree of poverty. You should have enough to eat, and which will give, if you have enough to eat, and there isn't, and you're not at war, and there isn't famine, then you have more time to be osek, to be involved in the pursuits that you want to be pursued, in your ruchnius pursuits. So I'm going to help you along. And on the contrary, if that's not what interests you at all, and you're only interested in the gashmius, why should I make life easier for you? Achmana litzlan, you're trampling over the mitzvot, so then your enemies will trample over you. So there are rewards in Olam Hazeh for those who perform mitzvahs, but it's not really rewards. It's more of a means to an end. Well, you are trying to do mitzvahs, trying to get close to Hashem, trying to be also in ruchniyot. I'll give you a gashmiyot that will help you along. And therefore the Rambam writes, why does everybody look forward, or should everybody look forward to Yemos HaMashiach? So, now it's our chance to beat up the Goyim because they beat us up all these centuries. No. Because in Yemos HaMashiach, the Gashmius of the world will be so good. We won't have any enemies at all. No one will be bothering us. There'll be plenty and things will be taken care of that I could totally work on my pursuit of Ruchnius. That's why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im spoke so highly about these days. Because it wasn't a goal in and of itself. It just will allow us to try and work harder on our ultimate goal, which is all about Ruchnius. In the United States Declaration of Independence, those of you who are not familiar, but 1776, when the 13 colonies, I know I'm treading on thin ice here, looking at our friends from the UK, but when the 13 colonies wanted to declare their independence from the British Empire, so there was, Thomas Jefferson wrote a Declaration of Independence. And towards the beginning of that declaration, it talked about certain rights, inalienable rights that people have, which was, he mentions, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What exactly is the pursuit of happiness? How do you pursue happiness? For some people, money. You want wealth. But we're told that Oev Kesef lo yisba kesef. Somebody who loves money will never have enough. Anybody tells you, I just need to get that first million. As soon as they get it, it's not enough. They need the second million, or the 10 million. Can't achieve your goal, if that's what it is. Kavod, fame, honor. Chazal always tell us, if you run after honor, what does kavod do? Runs away. You never can really achieve it. So how do you pursue happiness? You can read sometimes in the paper about people who have tremendous wealth and tremendous fame, and they're not happy. Sometimes they live very, very sad lives. Their personal lives, and their family lives. Because they're pursuing a goal that's not achievable. What does it mean? I'm just running after happiness. In the end, they're not happy because their very essence isn't happy. their very essence is that which I spoke about a moment ago, that it's hard to define, but that's really our neshama. Deep down, inside, that's who we really, really are. And money won't make our neshama happy. It can make life easier, but it won't make us happy. And fame, fortune, doesn't give our neshama what it wants. Ultimately, our neshama wants to be involved in something that's more spiritual. Whether it's Avodas Hashem, whether it's Chesed, that's ultimately what gives us a sense of satisfaction. It's not so much what I have, but what I've done. I'm sure you've all felt it. You ever did a nice chesed? And you walk away saying, you feel good. Because you know you did something good. If we spend our lives trying to run after things to acquire, we're going to be running and running and running and never get there. I don't really think that you can grab happiness. But if we focus on our lives, things that we want to do and want to accomplish, ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachavero, that will ultimately give us a sense of satisfaction. Because we're feeding our neshama good things. And our neshama gets satisfied. We don't want lives of poverty or lives of misfortune. We want to have it somewhat smoother in life. And if we're zocha to have a somewhat smoother life, we always have to remember that that's not the goal. Because a smooth life overnight can turn into a very rough journey. But if we decide we want, if we have that smoother life, that it helps us achieve what's really important, help us achieve our goals in Ruchnius, then maybe Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give us a little bit more time of a smoother life. Because we know how to use it if we use it well.